The Today Manufacturing Podcast offers a powerful and unique perspective on the biggest stories impacting U.S. manufacturers. Anna Wells, David Manti, and Jeff Ranke apply their experience as editors of industry-leading brands Manufacturing.net and Industrial Equipment News in providing in-depth analysis of the latest headlines. Their insight, along with a mix of humor and human interest, makes Today in Manufacturing a go-to source. Keep pace with supply chain challenges, electric vehicle developments, labor struggles, robotics, and more by listening, downloading, and subscribing to the Today in Manufacturing podcast.
Artificial intelligence has become a buzzword in manufacturing. At Dassault Systèmes 3D Experience World event in Dallas, Texas, keynote speaker and Johnson Energy Storage CTO Lonnie Johnson cited SoftBank CEO Masayoshi Son, who predicted that AI would achieve an IQ of 10,000 in about 30 years. The average human IQ ranges between 85 and 115. Some believe that AI will continue to evolve until it becomes an unstoppable force in manufacturing, rendering humans worthless. That is the myth. However, experts in AI paint a more relaxing picture. For instance, Jillian Frio, senior manager of Dassault's 3D Experience Lab and Accelerator, described AI as, quote, augmented insights over artificial intelligence. The reality is that AI will continue to evolve, but not to the point of humanity's successor. Srikant Savant, data analysis and science director of SolidWorks, called the technology more of a tool that complements human expertise.
There's always hype in terms of, well, AI will replace humans or AI will replace designers. I think that is not going to happen because I definitely think that, you know, the nature of the job that we do will change for sure because of this technology. But there will always be a place for the humans. People tend to think that just because there is a lot of data that you can just somehow do magic with it. I mean, AI is really not magic. I mean, you know, there isn't any magic. There's a lot of kind of nitty-gritty work that goes behind the scenes. And to do that, you require humans to do that. And so the nature of the work is definitely probably going to change, you know, if we have to provide AI-based tools. But, you know, these are all going to be done by humans. I mean, so, you know, to generate that data, to finish that data, to provide it in the right form so that the engine trains it, to define the problem, you know, what is the input, what is the output, how are you going to define that? That is not something that AI can just do on its own. I mean, AI is just literally a tool. It's just a new way of solving problems, but it doesn't kind of solve itself, you know, so humans have to fine-tune it.
AI is not new. At SolidWorks, a brand within Dassault, Savant leads the development of AI and machine learning-enhanced design tools. 6 years ago, SolidWorks introduced the AI denoiser, a feature that anticipates and eliminates noise in an image, leading to a faster rendering time. The company also offers the Design Assistant Mate Helper, which duplicates Revolut mates to multiple locations that have similar surrounding characteristics. AI can guide the tedious and iterative design steps that take place before the physical manufacturing phase. Even after someone creates a complex design ready for manufacturing, flaws and points of failure can arise, resulting in the product returning to the design phase. But if AI knew about related failures based on data from past experiences, it could provide feedback to the designer during the design process, saving time and money.
Where AI can help is look at these kinds of downstream effects, have that knowledge available so that when the user is making these design changes or making these designs, at that time, this collective wisdom that has been gathered over the years, you know, can assist the user to kind of make these changes, design flaws or not make these design mistakes.
But AI-based solutions are only as smart as the data a user provides. Users cannot simply request an AI-based solution and expect it to appear out of thin air. Manufacturers cannot present a component to AI and say, design me a part like this, and walk away.
If you obviously feed in garbage to the AI engine, it's going to give you garbage output. You know, you have to say, okay, well, design me a part like this that I'm going to use in such and such application, which is used in such and such industry. And that has its own requirements of, like, you know, tolerancing and material use and, you know, temperature exposure and things like that. So all of that knowledge, capturing that knowledge and providing that upfront so that the AI engine has the right data to generate the right output, you know, generate the right tolerances. I think that becomes critical.
Determining the cause of an incorrect AI-based output can also be challenging. The data could be inaccurate, the model could be wrong, or the problem could be unforeseeable. Also, as data and complexity increase, so do require computation power and expenses. For this reason, Savant said manufacturers will need a system to verify the results of an input and take corrective action. Savant could not predict which manufacturers could most benefit from AI, as the technology is still in its infancy, and use cases cover a broad range in the industry. He said the key to a manufacturer's success will be the ability to effectively define the problem they want AI to solve. Furthermore, drawing parallels to the introduction of CNC machines, Savant does not believe that AI's advancement will lead to the replacement of factory workers. He does, however, encourage workers to familiarize themselves with the technology.
You have to, kind of develop the skill set that is needed. And you can do that only if you understand the technology, and at a high level. That doesn't necessarily mean that they have to necessarily start writing programs, because that's not what everybody can do or is interested in doing or everybody needs to do. It's understanding the technology and predict the trends of the future and see how they can fit themselves into those trends.
Savant reiterated that AI is not magic and characterized it as a powerful tool that can assist with problem solving. A calculator can solve math faster than a human, but calculators did not replace humans.
I mean, I think when people should not go into this saying that, there is this smart thing that can just understand what I need to do and can just do it for me. There are many stages in any workflow, some of which are enhanced by AI, but there is still a huge amount of human intervention that is required in putting these pieces together. So, no solution is like 100% AI just from the beginning to the end.